Because people are embarrassed by so many material desires, they worship Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the goddess Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Surya, to achieve different results. However, one can achieve all these results simultaneously just by worshipping Lord Vishnu. As is stated elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Jatataranmula nisachanena tirtantitatskanda vinyopashyaka pranopahara tachatayipriyanam tataiva sarvartanam achyuteja. Just by pouring water on the root of a tree, one nourishes its trunk and all of its branches, fruits and flowers. And just by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all limbs of the body. Similarly, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can satisfy every world. Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious movement. Rather, it is meant for all embracing welfare, activities for the world. One can enter this movement without discriminations in terms of caste, creed, religion, or nationality. If one is trained to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the origin of Vishnu Tattva, one can become fully satisfied and perfect in all respects.
Hare Krishna. So this is demigods' appeal, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, appealing to the Lord. What? He is saying, the demigods, when one pours water on the root of a tree, the trunk, branches and the trees are automatically pleased. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for the Lord is the supreme soul, super soul of everyone. And Prabhupada is here in the purport concluding. What? He is saying, if one is trained to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, people ask, this Krishna consciousness movement is advocating the worship of Krishna only, with the exclusion of other demigods. Here is the answer is given. Because Krishna is the root, and all others are his asamsa, vivindamsa. They are part and parcel. They are like limbs. Prabhupada used to say that you are my limbs. I have done 50% of the work, made the skeleton, now you do the rest. He assigned different person, different duty, just like a body. Society sometimes compared to a body. And body has got head, leg, eye, senses, many. And it has got its particular role to play. Eye should see only, see. So through his eyes he worship the deity or seeing the deity. To hear, he serve it by hearing Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from pure devotee Prabhupada. The tongue is chanting Hare Krishna, serving Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. With great coming to all of you, nice, wonderful Vaishnava, come to temple, the Sri Gaur Nithai, worship nicely decorated the whole temple. Radha, Sham Sundar, Krishna Marma, Gopas, famous temple, maybe the most beautiful temple in India. That is why so many are coming here, people packed up. And because of Prabhupada, the Vrindavan became the pilgrimage of the whole world. Into the map of the building, National Geography, writing about our Krishna Balaram temple, how foreigners are coming so many, other than our devotees, tourists. I'm going to Taj Mahal, that is first class road down in India, of course. Nothing compared to Western country, Jamuna Express. Fast! 2.5 hours from Delhi to Vrindavan, drive fast, you can come and see the Lord, Radha Samsundar, beautiful temple, made by Prabhupada, of course, by his disciple again. And thus, when there is some gold, you put the diamond, gold most more, becomes more bright. Look, exactly, serving Krishna, pure devotee. And serving under pure duty, we are not seeing sometimes Krishna because of our material vision, according to our devotion. See? But material vision we cannot see. We see wood, stone, another village. But it's spiritual vision, mutually seeing, we can feel this is realized, this is Vrindavan, where everybody is chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
we follow Mahajana, Mahajana Janavata. We are fool. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, the pure divine identity, we become intelligent. Krishna is intelligent. Tesham Satyajitanam Bhajitam Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Jogantam Jenamam Pujanit. So devotees very nicely decorated with all these things. They are attracting people. They go to so many temples. They come to, let us go to this temple, Krishna Balaram, whatever, and say, so nicely decorated. They go to other temples, not so nicely decorated. They remember, they never forget, again come. They go to Vrindavan, let us go to this temple. Why? That is the specialty of ISKCON, wherever they go. This is Gopal's technique, depending on time, place and circle. Pure devotee knows how to make people attracted to Krishna consciousness. And that's some by taking prasad, some by seeing the devotee, some by associating, reading his book. So many ways coming to Krishna consciousness. And make it real, Vrindavan. I don't like to leave once they come here. One day I was seeing when Mataji is crying. I said, can I ask something? Yes. Why you are crying? He said, Maharaj, I don't like to leave. I have to go away far from here, thousands of miles in America now. I don't like to leave. Here is so much vibrant, this our temple is. Every day so much chanting, dancing going on. So many people are coming here. And they are also joining with chanting, dancing. This is Vrindavan. You can this way, Krishna say to Narad Muni, Naham Basami Vaikunthe. I don't believe in Vaikuntha. You can realize. Neither in the yogi hidar. In the heart of the yogi is looking for you. Panthastu Koti. So many years trying to see, just as a glimpse of the Lord cannot feel so much as a devotee. Simply with love and devotion, premanjala chuita, bhakti vilochana, his eyes anointed with love for Krishna, they can realize Chaitanya, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shiksha, Nartam Das Thakur told all these things. Vishaya Charya Kave, Shuddha Harma. When you give up worldly materialistic life of sense gratification, using the senses, Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevana. Using our senses for the service of Krishna. Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha. He is the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Devotee become blissful. This is natural, not like television, they gave some money and so is her teeth. Pepsodent, call get smile. This is not this smile. Not too, on 2 minutes. Years after years, he is coming, chanting. So many going for Parikrama. People can come here and become Satya. There is association is very important. That is how God made this ISKCON out of the constitution. They got point that one is most important. Never leave ISKCON. I have seen what happened to others. Something happened when Guru goes away. Of course, from physical vision. Actually, he is there. In his bani, in his instruction. And if you follow his instruction, in toto, with calm conviction, we can feel we are not separate from Prabhupada still now. Prabhupada is devoted. They stick to it. They don't go any other place. No, I can't. Learn more. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book, in his instruction. Even Prabhupada told one of his, don't read other books. Why you are reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Bhaktivinoda, have you digested all my instruction, everything in my book? Simply, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, if you can digest it, you can be completely God realized, Bhagavan realizes. Or do you have faith? Some have, the other is why they are sticking to why you are here. Others go away. Now their leader sometimes goes away, or whatever their maybe theory is, whatever you call. They are making groups, but they are not happy. This will go on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, coming 10,000 years. And one has the faith, so stick to it. Krishna is the best, ISKCON is the best boat, and still captain is our Prabhupada, he is perfect. Krishna is perfect, and he followed Krishna. He had got all the qualities, just like a fire, and a spark within the fire. Huh? So we are happy like that. This Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Kuddamulam Adhashakam. From the spiritual, from Krishna, everything is coming like a tree, the root up. And this cosmic manifestation manifesting here, all branches, trees. If you please Krishna, everything will be, they will be satisfied. Why you have to go to please pour water to the other branches? So Prabhupada also said like that. You, I am doing everything. You are my limbs. You do whatever assignment I have given you. Do this. So I does, I is what? You must ask. You translate my book. You do preaching. That's all. You go there. You dedicate your life in preaching there. And he is doing, and this way he achieve perfection and go back to God. Liberated soul, free from all these things which conditions we have, making mistake, wrong, pramad. He make mistake, wrong, pramad. He is an illusion concerning this body to me. It's an illusion. We make mistake. Who cannot make mistake? Tell everybody make mistake. Every moment. Vipraliksha. You ask somebody, this is truth, but maybe this is just speculation, theory. And then, Corona Patam. That means everybody, our senses are not perfect. Just looking at the sun, looks like. One poet in Bengal said, Cha jano jhavishana ruti. That means, he's seeing the sun, something is like a silver plate shining. Something is like a burnt out little a chapati roti. He's a poet. He said, think so many things in imagination. He's a very famous poet. So they may think so many things. But Krishna is perfect. They have got all these defects because it's a condition. But they associate with Krishna, serving Krishna. Well, where is Krishna? We can say. He can say, where is Krishna? Oh, Krishna is not. Krishna is there. Bhagavad Gita is absolute. There is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you will find that Krishna is answer. He is there, you will find. You know? As pure devotee is there, you ask his question. Prabhupada said, to find out, you will find the answer. Again, go through that, you will find out. Perfect question, ask perfect question. Not irrelevant, nothing to do with attaining love of God or going back to God. Other questions don't ask. Arjuna asked few questions. That from that, millions of people are getting enlightened. Top philosopher, Jnani, Yogi. So some say, what's wrong? Some argue that if you do bhakti, at the same time, nothing wrong. If those are doing karma and jnana, no, we don't say no. Some say that should be maybe little mixture of bhakti is good. Now we say no. Only simply bhakti, don't depend on karma and jnana. This is pure devotee saying our Goswami. They learned from Supreme Personality God himself, who is showing how to do, perform devotion service, love and devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. God is one, become two, to relish pastime and become Radha Krishna. Then again become one. When people are not listening to Krishna, only surrender to me. Better, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teach us how to render service to the mood of top devotee Radharani, the mood of Radharani. Everybody cannot, so he is teaching. Look, the qualified, the Goswamis, go to Vrindavan. They are living under a tree and doing bhajan. And they can realize this is spiritual world. And the next day go to another tree. They are not attached. By that time their desire is fulfilled. Because this is spiritual world. Ramkrita, Krishna will come and bring spiritual world here. Descend, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come, bring. The devotee, pure devotee, rendering pure devotional service, Krishna reveals. Not to others. Naham prakasa sarvas. Yogomayam song. He is covered by Yogomayam to others. He said, no, yes, he is a devotee. So I reveal to him. Why? Because Bhakta Mamabhijani, he is a bhakta. He can understand. Vedesh Udulabha Adulabham Atma Bhakta. One is a devotee of Krishna, then in pure devotion service, Krishna reveals to him the truth, tattva. That is what the tattva is saying that. Vadanti tattva tattva vidas, tattvam jat jnanam adhyam brahmeti. Brahma only realization, one aspect. It's not complete, incomplete. Then Paramatma realization, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabda. Seeing sunlight, comparing sun as Krishna, there is a sun. God, Vibhasan there. If you see him, you don't have tendency. You can automatically know his kingdom, planet, and his rays, the other thing, impersonal aspect of his power. The same place like that, some for a distance, see something, maybe a mountain, look like a cloud. Which one is cloud? Which one is mountain? When you go a little near, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then see there is variety. And go near the mountain, exactly on the mountain, see so many things are there. That is called personal aspect of Krishna. Savishesh, nirvishesh. Nirvishesh means no variety. And the other is variety. We are savishesh bhava, God as a person. We accept both. He has got also impersonal aspect. But it is easier, Krishna said, klesho adhikrastesham abhyakta asakta chitta. Those who do impersonal aspect is very difficult for Kleso, this is difficult. How will you meditate on Krishna? No hand, feet, leg, eyes. But a devotee, beautiful, Shamsundar form, with a peacock feather on his crown, three-bell form, with nice yellow garments. He has got three lying here like a conch shell, eyes are like a lotus, nice. His eyebrows, curly hair, smiling, looking side glance, so many types of Murali, Venu, Bansi, so many types of sandwich, maybe bamboo made Venu, with few only holes, sandwich, maybe gold, sandwich. Maybe jewels made of so many varieties of fruit, and he is captivating the whole world. He is Sarva Karsa, he is Madana Mohana, even those who are attracted. Most of the people, of course, they are called Maitunaga, male female attraction highest, and other attraction, of course, there. Simply being attracted by Krishna's beauty. We forget this attraction of the material. Vaidakya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga, Sikkartaneva, Purana Purusha, so and so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us this, how to do that. Tinadu Kishunichi, Taruri Vasayusuna, how many of us Tinadu Kishunichi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. My Guru told me, you are fool number one. Why I am fool? Now, I asked you to chant Hare Krishna. He asked you to read so many books. Why you are reading Vedanta? It's not necessary. Krishna knows. Just do that, what Krishna said. Krishna said, ask Arjuna to fight. That is, he didn't ask him to chant Hare Krishna, but he asked. Kali Yuga, we are very fallen. Chant Hare Krishna under the guidance of your devotee, associated with him, follow his instructions. Don't do that. You are not disciplined, obedient, first instance. Not self-control, not obedient, not disciplined. You cannot carry out the instruction properly. I'm a pure devotee, guru. And if you can't do that, you cannot make it. You cannot go back to that. In other words, you have to have qualification. If you associate with Krishna and his pure devotee, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavetta Yoga, he has got all the wonderful qualities of the demigod. He told Arjuna in chapter 16, my dear Arjuna, you fight. First of all, he didn't agree, of course, declined. Later, he was then like, he said, Karishye vachanam tava shishyaste ham sadhiman mam prapannam. Now, I am bewildered, what to do? Shall I do this? Shall I not? Everybody faces this dilemma. Who does not face dilemma in his life? Everybody. But go to demigod, they cannot help you. They can fulfill your desire, make you a servant. I want this beautiful wife, rich husband, name friend. He may easily give, later on he will be in trouble. But Krishna is like a father. Sarvajyonishu kontya, I am Bijapradapriya. I am your best well-wisher, Suhidam Sarvabhutana. I am the supreme controller. Come to me, rascal, surrender. But you won't do it. I want to be like Krishna. Suffer and get kick of Maya, then come to me. That is intelligent. Sumedhasa, Prahisa Kitane Jagdari, all the time. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You started your own way of life, huh? Calling, talking about humanity, making United Nations, this, that. There will never be Durasa, Bhairattamayana, because you are not seeing the interest of Vishnu Krishna. This desire will never, never, never be fulfilled. How can you straighten a dog's tail? You did so much grease of the ball bearing. For a second, dog's tail will straight again. So how much they have been trying in the material world to bring peace, happiness. They can never be peaceful and happiness created except Krishna consciousness. So pure devotee come to show this is pure Krishna consciousness. ISKCON, Prabhupada showed, this is real United Nation. No more flag. One flag, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. You love Krishna, you love everybody. We will end. But in your case, you love only humanity. And so many flat coming, instead of making one family, one United Nation, dogs are barking. Israel, Arab, UK, Ireland, India, Pakistan, and so many going on. And Pakistan becomes Bangladesh, Pakistan. Only more flat coming and shouting. But here, Bangladesh is there, India is there, Arab there, Israel is there. Russian there, American there, they're living together. Why? Because in a spiritual plane, not bodily plane. First neutrality, I am not this body, I am not American, I am not Indian, Chinese, no fighting. Here Chinese are coming, staying. Here the United Nations, Mayapur, you see, Chinese there, Russian there, American there, everywhere there. There is peace. There is happiness, there is unlimited bliss. There is pure devotee showing to the world, giving an example. Maybe the whole world cannot, but we are trying as much as we can. So we have got a great response, all of us. Take this teaching. Though in India so many, Santoshi Ma, what's he? Karti Ganesh, asking, how this your Ganesh? This is the smallest carrier, Mickey Mouse. How can a Mickey Mouse carry an elephant like trunk? Like human being? This is nothing, we have nothing to do with this. We just chant simply. One gentleman came and seeing Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's temples, many other temples, there is one. Is your God? Yes. He has got it. She looks very dark lady, hardly hearing anything, only with the head cut off some rakshas or asuras. And she made a garland of that and a dress with a chopper in her hand. Blood stained with a chopper in the hand. Is your God? What she is doing with chopper? She's killing those who are Osura. This is God. Why God has to do all these things, even in the material world? A big man, he has got so many assistants, deputies there, he simply desire. They are what they do. Why God has to do? She's seeing so many in Calcutta. After all, he came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's temple. Brother, what? This boy is doing? He's simply playing flute and enjoying. Really? Very nice. He doesn't do anything? No, nothing to do. He simply enjoys. I accept. He's supposed to be an intelligent man. I accept this is God. So here you see, Krishna is enjoying playing flute. And everybody is captivated. They're coming from all parts of the earth. Everybody is saying Hare Krishna, taking prasad together, together chanting that is no more fight. Get ready. Huh? You're Israel, I am Arab, you're Pakistan, get out from here. Come here, take prasad. This is really unity, this is peace, this is happiness. He is Dadati Patiginati, he is giving, no, you take this as Buddha. No, you take. Nitanko, give it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In here, Nitanya Mahaprabhu, please chant Hare Krishna, Jagai Matai. Throw a broken piece of a earthen pot. See, your blood is coming out, losing. Nitanya Mahaprabhu is Madai, chant Hare Krishna. Doesn't matter what happens. What? How is reacting? How Krishna is reacting? Narayan sitting in Lakshmi and Bhrigumani can kick on his chest. And what Narayan did? Maybe you got hurt. I was sleeping. My heart is like steel. You got hurt. Let me see. I massage. Wash his feet. Wash him. Tears roll down. Bhrigumani. The devotees are also like that. Trinadupi. Sunichaya. Taruri vasayishna. Amanina manudena. One is like that, he can chant, he can become beautiful. He can enjoy the nectar. Madhurai Harinam, Madhurai Harinam. Bhakti no can say. One can relish, but at least we are relishing prasad, yes?
Yes.
Maybe at the advanced mode, a long way to go somewhere. Then like Rupa Goswami, Tunde Tandamini. Then when he's chanting, we feel, I am not chanting, Krishna is dancing on my tongue. Maybe we cannot overnight come to that state. Then yet through the year it is entering, yes, I am enjoying nectar. At least we are having nectar of prasad, yes? Everybody like prasad, yes? At least this much advancement. This practical Upa gave all these things. Nice Krishna Katha, nice devotees association, everybody likes. Why you are here? They could have gone somewhere else. Why you have come? I am not qualified to speak. Why skip? Talk. What Upa say? Just repeat. I am not scholar, I am a fool. I admit. But I tell what Upa say. Do not change. Moment you add, subtract, there will be what will be, I don't want to say. I don't want to antagonize my higher authority. Leaving to them. They may say, Subha, can you do this thing? You're taking all the ideal talk down to a practical manage is not so easy. You do. So I leave it to them. Please enlighten me. Oh, but ask to say, I'm saying. Now we did this. In the book, you'll know. Time is running out. Perhaps we can have some, invite some comments or questions, I think. So this is. You can see, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavinta Iva. The moment somebody becomes devotee, his face looks bright, beaming. You see, look at the face of the. Go outside, daily. Dark, we are dark. Morose. Good morning. So many things. Not good morning. Not joyful, happy. When the devotees, big smile. Chanting, dancing. How can you chant, dance for hours? Even cashiers may come after a little chanting. Dara Singh, chanting. Can I, Prabhu, sit down? Big guy, strongest. One guy is there. Why? Because he is not devotee. Anup Jagata, Krishna, clapping everybody hand. There's no after that. Hey, where is he? What? These guys in Krishna. But devotees are not. They change, they become bhakta. I said to them, please come here, take prasad, chant there, stay here, take this magazine, like it. Oh yeah, sentimental, very nice, please take it. Give little notes. He is a very, this is devotee. So they have got all the wonderful qualities like Krishna or the demigod. Anybody see, they easily give benediction, Lord Shiva, there is coming. To kill Lord Shiva, putting his hand on Lord Shiva's head, and Krishna has to solve the problem. Come as a brahmachari and mesmerize him, saying, do you believe this guy, Shiva? He's saying, you put your hand on anybody's head, he will die. You believe him? This guy with ashes, all this thing, believe him. He's not right. Try yourself, put it in your hand, on your head. He put at one. And this way, Krishna, very clever, most clever. And this way, he said, Lord Shiva, please don't give this sort of, whatever they ask, why you give this blessing? Krishna does not. Just like father, mother, whatever son, daughter ask, everything he may not give. Because it may not be ultimately good for him. It will bring danger. There are many stories like that. But Krishna Bhakta's case is divine. You love humanity, but cutting the throat, millions, thousands of every day, 10,000 in one slaughterhouse. How can there be peace in this world? It's a dog civilization, hog civilization. Whatever you like, you can eat. You become hog dog. And why? As long as this is going on, there will be always war, purposely. But if there is Krishna consciousness, no war. No peaceful. But they won't do. Some say, oh, if you do, then all liquor shop will be closed. No casino, money coming. But Baba says, see from another angle, the impact of Krishna consciousness. So powerful that people will all give up all this thing. So powerful. They can take over. They may be the administration. They are afraid. In this way, like an epidemic, Krishna consciousness spread. Baba says, see from another angle. How powerful is this Krishna consciousness movement? So we should go on doing. Gopal once said, even in 18 days, we can take over the whole world. Early days, I remember, I heard so many times this thing. Subha, we can take in 18 days over the whole world. Krishna is not giving because maybe you are not qualified to maintain. We can see this. We go through tests. This will go on coming 10,000 years, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. So one wants to be fortunate, make your life sublime. Stick to ISKCON. Don't jump into another boat other than ISKCON. Then you are inviting danger. Calamity. Hare. 15 minutes there. So I want some comment of my so many God brothers sitting and God sister maybe. Do I am not qualified? Somebody can answer. Then I will try if I can. Here is Smara Hari Das. He is looking at his doing some other work, thinking something. Welcome, Smara Hari Das, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yes, I also thank.
When I was young devotee in London,
yes,
you gave me an aphorism. Wow. You uttered an aphorism.
Yes.
Which contained the whole philosophy and the culture of Krishna consciousness.
I'm happy.
I would like
you
to comment for the benefit of the assembled Vaishnavas here the aphorism, the sutra that you told me 1970 in London. Ram, Ram, Jap Karo, Alva Puri.
That my father told me when I was a little boy. I repeat. My father told, my mother told this guy, I hear him go out, he won't stay in my family. So father is telling me sometimes. Okay, you chant God's name and offer to the Lord Halwa Puri. Everybody likes in cold weather, even in London, our Swayambhu will tell me, Subhav, finish quickly. Why, class is over now. I want to go and take halwa. I said, this is done by Mahavishnu. He said, First of all, he is saying, Subhak, I will do dhoti, you do other thing. I'll be cooking and making pudding. He said, outside is very cold, it is snowing in Oxford Street. So, I'm making halwa, no water, only milk, only butter. I'm eating not only milk, also put some double cream from Devon and Cornwall. Put cashews, put dates, figs and plums as much as possible. Made it very rich. So, knowing this Sambu, come from Australia, joined us. Subhak, come on, open the kitchen. I mean, prasadam hall. I cannot wait. I can smell it. The smell of Krishna prasad. And make a heap of Govardhan hill for my dhalu. I eat all it up. Keep my body fit, then I chant, dance. You know. This is one example. This gets plain because example is better than precept. So I will give you an example of this. So little boy, I also used to like halwa pudding. My mother will cook and offer. Okay, eat them.
You said example is better than precept. You are having some halwa for me?
This is transcendental halwa. Dear Krishna. This is also halwa for the spirit soul. Isn't it?
Enough to keep me warm?
Of course! Spiritually warm! Healthy!
Hare
Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, you are enjoying? Yes?
Yes.
This is Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, that we chant the holy name of Krishna, offer the Lord some prasad nice. And take it, you become Krishna conscious, happy. Yes? Hindi. Ram Nam Jap Kijiye. Any father can tell little boy like that to make him happy. Like that. They take prasad. Their nice prasad is gone. So many things. One day I asked Prabhupada, among the sweets, Rabri is one of the top sweets, first class, whatever. I said, you can, of course, offer to Krishna, the best thing. Then you see, don't eat only yourself. Rabri, you know. Now, here, when I came to Vrindavan, 1974, devotee said, Sir, let us go to Lai Bazaar. Why? Don't know. Thick Rabri. Prabhupada said, anybody outside you can eat. Really? Yes. Here is the only tea stall. But Loiba is there, take Lassi, have a chance. Everybody likes. And take Rabri. Yes. Yes. Bengal is well known for sweets throughout India.
Will you not be promoting Sandesh?
Of course! Of course. There are so many types of Sandesh. There is one Sandesh called Abar Khabu. Once you eat, he said, I will eat it again. How much you eat again? Again? It's called Abar Khabu. Again I will eat. And Indian top men come in defined field, maybe test cricketer come. Even is gone. Leader, once in Mayapur said, for it. Can you say, where is the sweet shop in Bengal? Huh? They'll go, why? I want to taste some rasgulla, sundaes, misty doi. So in Mayapur, one top man of the body, top body of ISKCON administration said, you are asking, come, I won't come every time I can. But if you offer in the prasadam, misty doi, sweet yogurt, definitely I'll come. He said, no, not for you, for everybody, or to all our top body, of our executive body of ISKCON, we will offer from Navodip, famous sweet yogurt. It's like ice cream.
Maharaj, one time in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada, he was on the Vyasa Sangha.
Yeah.
And he was explaining that if we dress nicely as Vaishnavas, when we go out of the temple into the city, the people, they will recognize we are Vaishnavas, and immediately they will think of Krishna.
Yeah.
He said, just like in Calcutta, if anyone mentions Rasgulla, immediately people think of Kesi Das.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about Krishna Chandra Das?
What? Tell about?
The sweet show, Kesi Das. Okay, let me rephrase my question.
The thing is,
who makes the best sweets in Calcutta?
There is one, those who invented these rasgullas called Navin Bada Rasgulla. They first did this thing. Now, throughout India, they like this spongy rasgulla, right? And they send it to different parts of the world. Very popular. Even Indira Gandhi, when she again won the election, he was once doubtful whether he'd win. The moment he went in the parliament, anybody is entering, all the parliamentary members, and it is India, there is a tradition, if you, it's called, any of your guests come, first give him some sweet, so that he likes it. And so they start with, even in Gujarat, they start with sweet. You don't like or don't dislike, he'll start with sweet, give you laddu. So Bengal, they give you some sweet. So Indira Gandhi, she then in parliament, anybody is entering, she won the election. And so anybody in the parliament is entering, big giant sweet, rasgulla, big size, giving you. Good sign. There, everybody is happy. They like. Jai. Any comment, question? Yeah, yes. Please ask relevant question.
Maharaj, my question is how you came to Krishna consciousness and what is your success mantra? In the last 50 years, and you are in Krishna consciousness. Gone.
How so, I came?
What was your success mantra? Because we are humans now, so we want to learn from you.
What is it?
You have been in Krishna consciousness for 50 years. What is your secret of success for maintaining a Krishna consciousness?
Stick to Prabhupada's instruction. Strictly follow Prabhupada's instruction. I am not saying everything I am following, trying my best, sometimes difficult. Prabhupada said, do not put anything in mouth except Krishna Prasad. And I told this thing, my case is very serious. What to do? I don't like to put, ask, consulted some our Godbrother's own, he said, Subhav, this is exception, otherwise can't be. So put something that is medicine. Otherwise I may not be here today. I cannot chant even Hare Krishna. At once consult doctor, whatever doctor says, do. So I had a heart operation recently in Burma, Yangon. And then, are you okay? Yes. And recently I saw. He said, you are all right? Of course, taking medicine? Yes. How long I have to take? When I start? Stop. Take whole life. I'm shocked. I'm trying to find with the doctor consulting. Can you stop after 1 year? He said, take whole life. You are taking? Yes. The long time is there. An exception. Many do others, I heard. Other mortals. It is accepted. Sometimes can. I told you, I try Charanamrita. Sometimes it doesn't work. Maybe very critical time. Then we have to change. That is his question. Yeah? This is the secret. Jasya deve para bhakti. One who has an implicit faith in the words of Lord, at the same time saying in the words of the pure devotee, your guru, Vaishnav, everything is revealed. There are other luminaries here. I am a wasp. Luminaries sitting here all around. You can ask them. In the ISKCON sky, there are so many luminaries. There is also long time, maybe longer than me. I am from Semti. There may be earlier devotees sitting here. I don't know. Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhu, say something, what is the secret? You are long time. I have been seeing him long, maybe before me. You?
You can hear him all right, but not louder than the microphone.
Oh.
But you mentioned the very ivory. Last time I was in the day.
Where is the Tishtidani Maharaj?
At present, in the shop. Qualification, pocket has to be a little loaded. Right now, I don't see anything except this. Because I'm reading writing man.
When are we going to lie with us?
Whenever Krishna desires. What are you saying?
He said that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that how like when you worship Krishna, all the demigods are satisfied. But in India we see that there are demigod worship. So he's telling that how should we preach that Krishna is greater than Shiva and all this.
Oh, it's not difficult. The Prabhupada book, everything is there. Carefully read so that you can counter their argument. Why? These are all part and parcel of Krishna. But Prabhupada's purport, everything is there. You have to carefully read and answer them. They want immediate result. They want to make the Lord whom he is worshipping their order supplier. But we cannot make Krishna our servant, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. And they fulfill quickly their desire, but it is also by the power of Krishna they are doing that. Without Krishna's power they cannot give blessing. Hare Krishna. Is there. So why go to them rather pour water to the root? Please Krishna. Ultimately Krishna worship is enough, other is not worship is necessary. They are limbs, just like Prabhupada said. We work together. How? Because we are thinking, we may have little conflict, different person working serving Krishna, but if you think what will please Prabhupada? Prabhupada gave an example. Was a father is one day asking that, can you, I have got some pain, can you massage? And his sons are massaging. Sometimes they are fighting. Some want to do, others, he won't let others. But then Prabhupada said, that father is saying, instead of giving me pleasure, relief from the pain, you are giving me pain. So that is what they are doing. Why is not necessary to do? You worship Krishna, that's enough. Other, you can show them respect. Just like a chaste wife, she has her husbands, with relation to husband, he has got many other relatives. But they don't treat them as he treats to her husband. Because she is a chaste lady, he has got a relation particular, is different from any other. So exactly like that with Krishna, our relation is something distinct. Not like with other. But we can just show them respect to Lord Shiva, you pay dandavat, it's okay. But you don't take Lord Shiva's prasad, you give it to Shiva Bhakta. But one who worships Krishna and that same prasad give it to Lord Shiva, that we can take, because ultimately it's Krishna prasad. And he's advanced Vaishnava. Is that clear now? Is that clear? Yes? Thank you very much. I think just the time to finish, so we follow Prabhupada, let us finish here. Hare Krishna.